This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Draymond Green with Baron Davis on Draymond Green's podcast. What do you think, Goo?
You know, I feel sad when I hear him say it's the last ride, but in actuality, it's not. We got at least 2 to 3 to 4, hopefully, seasons left of Steph Curry, if not more. And now with Jimmy Butler, who doesn't look 35. So I get the sentiment, but what I can't ignore and what I love is just listening to Kalen and Bob, watching those games again, Steiny, watching a team that didn't have enough on offense, that felt figured out, that didn't look unathletic, and all of a sudden they got Jimmy Butler now. I feel like Durant's out there, and I know Butler's not Durant. It's not to that degree, but it's to that degree to where the defender's like, holy hell, we got to stop this dude, the guy with the green eye shooting threes from anywhere. We got the dude posting us up to slow the game down. They've added body punches to their style of boxing, and I'm here for it, and now I think they're a problem. But what does scare me, and I've said this all week, is I don't think it's a series that scares me. That's the easy part if they get there. But it's the margin of error is razor thin. But you got the benefit of the doubt with no Giannis. You got no AD and company. Gaffer tonight. Houston will be fully loaded. But outside of that, man, maybe the stars are starting to align.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go to Wando in San Jose. What's going on? What's that? How about Word in Oakland? What's up, Word?
Leo, our guy.
Hey, Word. We lost Word. Lost Word, yeah. Too. So nobody's on hold right now. Yeah. Is that correct? All right. Well, there are open lines for anybody who wants to get in. 888-957-9570 is the number. And once again, we're broadcasting outside Chase Center
at Splash,
Splash, a new sports bar and restaurant right next to the arena. We're looking out on the plaza, which is filling up. And there's just going to be a lot of activity here over the weekend with the All-Star game in town. And 8 Warriors are participating this year in some event or another.
But again, Steph's my guy. Not the one I wanted, Sonny. The one I wanted to chef in the 3-point contest. So I'll get over it.
This
Buddy Hill did it, so Buddy, bring it home.
Sonny.
Buddy, yeah. Buckets.
What did you think about Draymond's comments that this is the last ride?
It is. It is. What he's saying right now is this is it. It's Curry, Draymond, and Butler. They're going to be the core of this team for the next 2.5 years. This is what I'm hearing. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
That Jimmy Butler's it. He's the guy. And I know, you know, Giannis has always been out there. And maybe some other guys will be out there, but I think this is Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy's way of saying, here you go. Here's Jimmy Butler. You wanted a guy. We got you the guy. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to you three guys to bring it home, whatever that means. So, yes, I do think it's their last ride, if you will. And the one thing that they've got to come through with is, if this is going to be the last ride, the next 2.5 years, they got to stay healthy. Yeah. They got to stay healthy to make any noise. And
a lot of that is luck,
we'll
too,
see.
Donnie.
Well, and you tend to be less lucky the older you are as a player. So, again, I mean, look, Jimmy Butler looks great.
Unless you're LeBron.
But the you know, if one of those three players gets hurt, everything changes. And they got 2.5 years with that core. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go back to Word. Word in Oakland. What's up, Word?
Sorry about that. Thank you for not giving me the little T for dropping the call.
You're thinking Word.
I accidentally turned off my Bluetooth. Man, I'm frustrated by this revisionist history that y'all putting on the air. Either fans are lying or they don't remember. But like I said last week, I remember folks calling in talking about how, you know, especially after Draymond and KD got into it, fans were basically siding with everything that came out of Draymond's mouth. Everything that he called KD, fans were calling them too. They started clowning him again for being a Twitter, having the ghost accounts. They called him all kind of everything you could think of that I can't talk about on the radio. They talked about how this team would win before Steph, they would win after Steph, that they really didn't need him. And it's funny because people that are saying, yeah, Jimmy, on the other hand, he's tougher. He's not soft like KD. Y'all are telling everybody that Steph needs help now. Who, that's all you've been saying before? You got Jimmy. Steph needs help. Steph needs help. Everybody calls in talking about Steph needs help. Before, nobody was saying Steph needed help. It was, he's fine. It's a Steph team. KD better get on board and get up out of here. Like, I don't know what we're doing, but it's frustrating to listen to people lie like this. It's just lies, man. Folks need to stop lying on what they said about KD and how this area talked about KD. He's on Twitter, man. He read and heard and saw everything that people said about him. And, Gould, you live on Twitter. I don't know what you listen, but how you acting like you didn't see people destroying that man's name. Like, I don't get what we're doing, but y'all got to stop, man.
Real quick, you're saying that while he still was a Warrior, you're saying that because, again, all I can do is speak for myself, Word. I was team KD when that went down in L.A. between him and Dre, so I'm going to just leave that there. But, you know, I get what you're saying, but I just would like to ask you, and you, I guess all the time with you in regard to KD couldn't get – dude, we were in the building every game, every home game, doing the pre and post, and just from me, my vantage point, I thought KD, because he was awesome damn near every night, I thought he got love from the fans. Right. Now, in regard to the writing, Stoney, I don't know, like, Word feels it, but...
Of course, because it's real. It's real. Like, we can say that Kevin Durant is too sensitive. We can say that he misread the fans' feelings. Okay. But we cannot dismiss that there's something about the fans not appreciating Kevin Durant. I mean, Word just gave you like four examples, whether it was Myers taking a shot at him, Fitz taking a shot at him, all the people who called in and wanted the big three, you know, to go back to where it was before Kevin Durant. Again, you might say, well, Kevin Durant's soft, and that's why that's why he wasn't embraced, or, you know, he was embraced, but he's so soft he didn't realize it.
Yeah.
There's something to it, yeah. And I believe.
Durant coming.
I'm sorry. I believe that, yes, just to put it this way, no, Kevin Durant was not as appreciated as he should have been while he was here. That's what I believe. And I think a lot of people would, you know, agree. But it's water under the bridge now. Yeah. And here's the other thing. I don't know what it was. Kevin Durant had no interest in coming here.
No, he said as much.
Like zero.
He said as much.
So,
and I'll say this to Worm, though, because he said something, Stanley, and I only can speak from my experience. I told you, we just talked about it not too long ago. I did not want Durant here. I felt like that Warrior team did not need help. I felt like I wanted to see them extract revenge on the league. It didn't happen. But now we're talking about Steph at 37. Hell yes, Word. It's years later. The can is down the road. It was obvious, and I don't know what needing help means. LeBron James has help. Boston, Jason Tatum, and everybody else and their mom has help. Jokic has help in Murray when he's on. So I don't think that's derogatory to say Steph needs help.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Tony in San Francisco. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. I appreciate the guy who just called in before, because that was infuriating for me when people were trashing on KD all that time. You know, I remember, yeah. I live in the East Bay. I live near the arena. I remember when KD joined. Remember that huge banner hanging off the side of the arena that said, "Welcome, KD"? You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when everyone was trashing him, and I don't have Twitter, I don't have any social media, but he was getting destroyed everywhere. And when he left, I was so upset with the fan base and with everyone. I didn't listen to sports radio for 2 years. I was so upset.
Wow.
Man, no, he's right, man. He was destroyed. He was dragged through the mud. That sucked.
Appreciate the call, Tony. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jason in the Central Valley. Hey, Jason, what's going on, man?
Hey, boys, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
I called the afternoon show yesterday. I just have a curious opinion I want to get from you guys. Kind of has nothing to do with KD talk, so sorry about that. So regardless of what happens with Butler this season, I'm kind of curious, and what do you guys think about what we do about the two-guard position going into next year? Because from what I see, it's Buddy Hield and kind of Pod going, rotating in that position now. I don't see Hield moving forward into next season. And Pajemski looks more of like a backup point guard to me. And I mentioned that possibly getting Anthony Melton as a free agent on the cheap next season. I'm just wondering what you guys think about that, or even if you guys think a two-guard position is even necessary to address in the offseason. Thank you again, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I do think they need another guard, but, I mean, you got to look at the roster. Curry's under contract for 2.5 more years. Pods is under contract for another 3 years. And Buddy Hield is under contract for another 3 years. So those are probably going to be three guys who are going to be part of your backcourt for the next 2 or 3 years. And, you know, maybe you can trade Buddy Hield, but I think they're short a guard right now.
Well, he said it sounded like he was talking about a starting guard, and I always thought Wiggins could. I'd like to see him at two. I understood his handles were, you know, so, especially going left. You talked about it, but man, Stoney, the beautiful thing about Jimmy Butler being a chameleon is I feel like he could play two, Steph at the one. I talked about my dream lineup: Kuminga at three, Dre at four, and Post at five, or Looney, whomever. But it doesn't seem like that. That is not going to manifest, but it could, and I think Butler could hold it down, and I think he's got stronger battle handles than Wiggins.
All righty, coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. Don't forget, coming up on the other side, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. righty, welcome back. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. We are adjacent to Chase Center at Splash, a new sports bar and restaurant. It's going to be open for All-Star Weekend. And let's go out to the River Islands guest line, even though she is here in person. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome Kelly Flato, yes. Executive Vice President, Global Events for the NBA. So,
wow.
This is your creation. Everything that we see, you did, essentially. Is that correct?
Well, it's a team sport we play here. So
okay.
There's a lot of teamwork that goes into this, but I have the great pleasure of being a point guard on this one.
So how many people are involved in setting up an All-Star Weekend in a city during February?
Hundreds. I mean, it is, when I say a true team effort, I absolutely mean that. Working with our incredible colleagues at the Warriors, the Valkyries, the Bay Area Host Committee. You know, we're fortunate that we've got a new WNBA team starting here, you know, in a few months. And one of the things that you'll see if you get over to NBA Crossover at Moscone Center is that all of the NBA properties are represented. So it really does, it takes a village, as they say, and this is no different. And we're really fortunate to have great teammates that help us do this. And to be in a city like San Francisco and Oakland, because we're doing events on both sides of the Bay Bridge here, that it really is a team effort to be able to put all of this together. And I think we've got over 50 distinct events that are going to take place across the weekend.
And I guess that's what I want to ask you about. So if you're telling me there's 50 events in the Bay over the course of this weekend, like how do you find out what they all are if you want to attend as a fan?
Absolutely. Thanks for teeing that up for
sure.
Me. Please download the NBA Events app, and when you tap on schedule, you'll be able to see all of the appearances and things that are happening across the Bay Area. Also, if you go to NBAEvents.com, we got a full schedule there. There are still tickets available to some of our events, so I think you'll find some for the celebrity game on Friday night at Oakland Arena, and maybe a few tickets left for practice at Oakland Arena and Rising Stars here at Chase Center on Friday night. So lots going on.
Yeah, I like your energy. I was talking to her off the air, Steiny, and I'm sitting there thinking, you've been here a couple weeks that you shared with me. So you got all the talented people that put this together. I'm curious. There's a lot of revenue coming into the Bay Area. We're excited. When do you step back and how do you decipher, like, the checklist in regard to, yeah, it's going to be ratings and all that stuff, but how do you decipher, you know what, we did that. It was a smashing success with so much going on. How do you do that?
I don't need to step back too far because fans tell us directly. Mm. You know, my colleagues kid me. They call me the head of customer service once the events get going because I tend to, you know, I walk the show floor. I walk the concourses. I hear from fans directly. Obviously, on social media, we hear from fans as well. So one of the things that was really important to us every year for All-Star, but especially here this year in San Francisco, is that you know, sports and this game brings people together, and we intend to do that. This is really a family event. This is a global celebration of the game. We expect there'll be over 100,000 people that come from all over the world to participate in this over the weekend. And so at the end of the day, this is about the fans. And so for me to be able to walk around and see the looks on kids' faces when they get to pick up a basketball and shoot hoops over at Crossover, or get to meet their favorite player. I'm sure there will be some mania when, you know, Wemby shows up for his player appearance over at Crossover. And so there's lots for people to see and do, whether it's, you know, you want to put up shots on the court or see the G League players over at G League Park or take in a concert at the NBA All-Star Concert Series. This really is a celebration, and you'll see that at every level.
Wow. Let me ask you this. So next year it's in L.A. at the Intuit Dome. Like, when will you start putting that process together? And I guess some of it started, but like, when does everybody go down to L.A. to set up what you've set up here?
Well, it's a long process. I mean, we've been planning with the Warriors for the last couple years, so there's a tremendous amount of planning that goes into it. We make lots of site visits. We really start by talking to all the key stakeholders in the market. We work with the mayor's office and city services and the team and all of our hosts. So we've started that process in LA, mm-hmm. But where we're focused right now is making sure we've got an incredible weekend with great energy here in San Francisco. So that's where our head and heart is at the moment.
That is awesome. And I'm nosy by nature, so bear with me. But I want to know more about you, if you don't mind. Let me know if I'm prying. How did you get this job, and what came about, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, thanks for asking. I've been with the league for nearly 18 years now.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I've held lots of different roles within the league on the business side with our marketing partners, content, marketing, and I've been doing events for the last 9 years. And so I travel around the world with the league and bring the game and authentic NBA experiences to life. And All-Star is probably our single biggest set of experiences and events that we do because it truly is a global celebration of the game. So it's one of the most fun for me.
Are you a fan?
I'm a huge fan.
What'd you think of the Butler trade? Uh-oh.
I can't. You know what? He's had a great run these last couple games here, so I'm really looking forward to seeing him on the court.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Kelly Flato, Executive Vice President, Global Events for the National Basketball Association.
What a title.
At least 50 events going on around the Bay Area. Go download that NBA events app, and you can see a list of everything that's going on in the Bay. And I'm a lot of it is won't cost you anything. It's an experience. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, there's about dozens and dozens and dozens of venues you can check out. And thank you to Kelly for joining us.
We got to get active. We got a little mixer tomorrow night. Yeah.
Not an officially sanctioned NBA event. And
what are you talking about?
Well, it's not. It's an adjunct party, and I just
you
don't.
Are one of one.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. I think we got some calls here. Let's jump back into it with how about Manny in Union City?
Yeah, to you,
Manny. What's going on, man?
What up, guys? What up,
hey, talk to us. Talk to us.
I'm gonna lay this down. For the last couple of callers that were boo-hoo-hoo on how KD was treated over here, I'm going to tell you what. I am of the fan base that saw KD like a step-slash cousin. All right? I didn't really welcome KD. I'll be honest with you. When he got here, he was more like primetime when he came with the Niners, one and done. But you know what? KD should be thanking his lucky stars he played here. The screener said, were you not enjoying it when they was winning? You know what? We were winning. It wasn't because of KD. It was because of everybody playing they butts off. That was prime stuff. That was prime play. That was prime Draymond. We didn't need KD. KD needed us so we could have got them rings, man. And I'm just so tired of the fans just waxing poetic on how great KD was and how he was mistreated. Man, I miss Barbosa, Festus, Iggy more than I've ever missed KD when he was gone. Let's just put it that way. All right. Thanks, KD, for stopping by. But you know what? It is what it is, brother.
Appreciate the call, Manny. Appreciate the call.
Well said.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Caleb in Livermore. Caleb, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well, man.
That's great. I'm going to be at All-Star Weekend. I'm going to be out there tomorrow.
Or nice. Friday. There you go. Friday.
Am I going to see you guys or no?
Yeah, you may see me walking around.
We'll be out and about.
I like to keep a low profile.
All right. Well, look, I think the whole Jimmy Butler situation, I think we got to wait until Kamian gets back and when he's healthy and in that starting lineup or whatever to really evaluate this team, especially because Jimmy Butler has said that, you know, he's not 100% in shape yet. Mm. So, he's scoring and he's not 100% him right now, which is a good sign. But, yeah, I think in about 2 or 3 weeks post-All-Star break, we can really evaluate this team and see if they're a contender or not. But last thing, too, man, Spiny, you got to get off Guru, man. You be giving my guy a hard time.
Well, some of his takes are just. You want me to let him go?
Well, you got to have a take. I'm the one that has them, and he just beats him up. Thanks for having my back, man.
See, there's another. You know,
I got a radio regret.
What's new?
One word. That's my guy. I love him.
Nah, he's my guy.
Well, then, all right. I'm about to say
and
this.
And you can
to
tell
him.
He's my guy.
And I can't revision his history. He was sounding like Durant. Like, I mean, that was passionate, but he was sounding like Durant. The bottom line is Durant was not a champ till his ass came here. And the one thing I hate is people.
This is
no,
the disrespect.
I'm letting it out now.
It's the disrespect.
How is that disrespectful? Those are facts. Those are facts, okay. Jack.
But
nothing against Durant. Those are facts.
No, it is against Durant.
I love
That's
you.
The point. What you just said is the kind of thing that pushed him away. You're part of it.
No, Steven.
I got something to do here. All right. Knockout. This is the 12 o'clock hour, and I'm going to give you a keyword to access a spot in the knockout tournament at Chase Center. The keyword is point. Point, as in Steph Curry isn't really a true point guard. That's an inside joke between Steph and myself, by the way. So the keyword is point. Next segment, listen for the sounder of a blaring horn. There we go.
There it is.
There he go. I'll give you the number on the other side. First caller is locked in for knockout. There you
go. Let's go, baby. Right here, Steiny and Chase Center.
All right. Let's, how about Daryl in Washington, D.C.? Hey, Daryl, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. How you doing?
All right.
I do agree with you, Steiny. To be honest, the fans gotta they need to be more loving and appreciative to some of these stars. Like, mind you, yes, KD was a little bit emotional. We get that, but I think it's important from this going forward that we make sure that Butler is more appreciative and loved, because he's probably not the only star that's watching. So we gotta make sure that any other stars that might want or think about wanting to come to Golden State and want Steph and Dre, you know, retires and hang them up. It's very important that the fans know that we got to make sure that whoever takes the mantle is loved the same way Steph and Dre were. And yeah, a lot of fans did not do that.
Great call, Daryl. Appreciate the call. You know, and I think a lot of that had to do with KD joining a team that was already established, and a lot of people feeling like KD wasn't altogether needed.
Took the easy way out.
Although, I guess he was needed because Draymond Green called him after Game 7. But Jimmy Butler feels different in that the Warriors need Jimmy Butler now. And I think that's a big, big difference. There's nobody – when the Warriors got Durant, it was possible to think, you know what, we don't need him. I mean, we won 73 games.
Yeah.
But you got him, and you won 2 titles in 3 years. But Butler is joining a team that didn't make the playoffs last year. They're out of the playoffs right now in terms of the standings. So nobody can – like, we've seen what Steph Curry is this year without Butler.
Yeah.
So let's see what Curry is and the Warriors are with Butler. But clearly, I mean, it's obvious because every fan said it. Steph needs help.
Yeah.
He's got help.
No doubt about it. And I'll say this, Tony. You know, I'm a big script writer. I'll go Tarantino, Scorsese, Tyler Perry. If Durant would have came and they got off to the same start in 2 games, it almost was like we expected that. But the fact that Jimmy Butler came with baggage, then also we had the fear factor. I didn't, but some did. Like, oh boy, how's this thing going to work? And all of a sudden, again, I know, and you've helped me, it's a short sample size, but Steiny, it almost makes the victories sweeter. And if this thing keeps going in the direction I think it's going, everything is going to taste better, because there was some doubt when we found out Jimmy Butler was going to be a Warrior. I know it's early, but right now, I just love being on the edge of like, oh boy, what? Oh, it can work. And I think that's why we're taking calls. People like, you know what? I was off board. Now I'm kind of on.
Yeah, again, you know, when the Warriors acquired Butler, not crazy about it. And the big reason is I'm skeptical that your core players can be 35, 36, and 37 or whatever they're going to be. Mm. I am skeptical that this team can stay healthy enough or load manage themselves in a way that you can take advantage of it. By the same token, what you've seen for the first 2 games leads you to believe that when they have their full team, and they have everybody available right now except Jonathan Kuminga, that they can make some noise. I'm actually a little more concerned about the next few years with these players, Butler, Curry, and Draymond, than I am about the home stretch here. Yeah. I feel like the home stretch here, they're going to play as much as they can. I'm talking about Butler, Green, and Curry. They're going to play as much as they can, and we'll see if they can make the playoffs or not.
No doubt.
Next year, that's when to me, I'll really start watching with interest about these guys' health, because they're going to have to be managed from the start of the season to the end of the season. And I get, you know, the Warriors will tell you how they load manage might be the difference between guys getting hurt and not getting hurt during the season.
Yeah, and I can remember you and I at Lake Merritt, Stani, during the parade, you know, I had the opportunity to talk to Coach Kerr about the season that was coming, the season that was coming up, and he looked us in the face and he told us, you know, next year, because it was another long run with the OGs, but next year, you know, a lot of the young guys were going to, you know, pick up a lot of the slack, and that kind of didn't happen. But Stani, to your point, and, you know, I don't want to call out Draymond, but I'm not calling him out. I feel like this team is getting to a point to where they could sustain an injury to one of the big three with what they got in regard to Pods, Jonathan Kuminga, if he's still a Warrior, Moody, and I expect him to be. Like it's starting to come into focus. Like, it's not, yeah, it's the OGs, but that two timeline thing is, it's perfect right now in a sense.
Let's go to Teresa in Napa.
Hey.
Hey, Teresa, how you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
I just wanted to chime in about the whole appreciation and, you know, feeling the love. And I think it definitely starts, you know, in the team setting. And Draymond is a contributor to that. So I think about players wanting to come here, all those things. Look, Guru, why were you, you know, apprehensive about the fit with Jimmy Butler? Because Draymond is problematic. You think?
I hear you.
Do you think that, are you worried about Draymond? Are you, Therese, are you worried about Draymond Green's relationship with Jimmy Butler?
No, I'm worried about his relationship, yes. Yes, going forward.
Gotcha.
And just with anybody that he's threatened by.
Right.
Basically.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Teresa. Thanks for the call. No, I mean,
if you were to ask me, Stani, I'm not. I just go ahead.
We'll see. I mean, look, they've won two games. If they have a two or three game losing streak, we'll have to see how it gets handled. I mean, I don't necessarily think things are going to implode, but I do know that the stakes are high right now. I do know that Lacob and the organization made this deal to make a push this year,
yes,
as well as the next couple years. So if they don't make a push and they've got to start pushing right away, then it might be a different story, quite frankly.
But what if I told you, Stani, I'm asking you, man, do I sound like a hater? The fact that I feel like some of Draymond Green's license in the locker room have been negated a bit, and now they spread out and they go to, there's another sheriff in there. Like, I like that. Does that sound like hate towards Dre? That I like that another strong-minded individual's in that locker room, and maybe, you know, if Dre needs to have somebody be Dre to him, we got that person.
We'll see. I mean, that's the other thing about Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's only been here a week, and I know he's got a strong personality,
yeah,
but I'm not really worried about Butler and Draymond Green.
Okay, me neither.
I'm just more worried about I'm worried that they can stay healthy, essentially. That's really what it comes down to. If they can stay healthy, maybe they got a crack at it. If not, you know, we'll see how the next 2.5 years play out.
Johnny, it's action out here.
Yeah, let's go to Ryan in Fremont. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you all today?
Doing well.
All right, yeah, so Kevin Durant, I don't understand that guy at all. He's lucky the Warriors wanted him on the team. He's lucky he's got two championships. He would never have it but for the Warriors and two MVPs. I just like the guy to say, hey, thanks, right? I don't know if I've ever heard that before, but
damn,
what other opportunity did he have to win a championship? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't understand him. You know, be grateful, right? You have, I don't know. Has anybody ever heard him say, you know, I'm so thankful for my time at the Warriors because I got two championships and two MVPs and maybe someone will talk about me in 10 years from now. That's the reality. Look at him now. Nothing burger, right? Anyway.
I appreciate the call.
Wow. Well.
Appreciate the call.
You feel how you feel. That was valid, though, Stani.
Let's go to EQ. EQ the trucker. What's up, EQ? How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How you guys doing?
Hanging in, man.
Doing well.
Hey, you guys sound great. You guys sound like you're having a blast out there, as you should. The Bay Area has some great shows with you guys, man. You guys are for real. You know, we are very blessed and lucky to have you guys 100%. But
Thank you.
Man, I don't know whose house it was, but it looked like they were playing dominoes out there. So it looked like Jimmy was having a great time. And, I mean, I think that he's a great guy. He was just tired of being out there in Miami, great weather and everything. I know we haven't had the great weather right now, but, you know, winter time. But he looks like he's having a good time out here, bro. So I appreciate it. And with Kevin Durant, man, you know, the thing is, he's a great player. Just mentally, you know, having all those accounts and everything like that was a little bit sus, though. And, but, I mean, Jimmy is embracing us. So we got a lot of love around here.
Yeah, it feels like it. Thanks for the call, EQ. Appreciate it. Yeah, Jimmy Butler. When's he going to make his debut? Because it's got to be 2 weeks. 23rd. Oh, that's the Iguodala day.
I was like, what is
February 23rd will be. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah.
February 23rd will be the Andre Iguodala retirement jersey night.
Yeah.
And also Jimmy Butler's debut. Fingers crossed with the Golden State Warriors. All right. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Coming up on the other side, your chance to play knockout at Chase. Also, Zaza Pachulia is going to join us. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliance is in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Stein, it's Darryl the Guru Johnson. We are live at Chase Center at Splash Restaurant and Bar. We got action out here, All-Star Weekend coming up. This weekend, a lot of activities. And the good news is the Warriors have won two in a row, Goo. And
yeah.
Your chance right now to play knockout at Chase Center. Caller number one with the correct keyword at 415-523-4652. Caller number one, you are playing knockout at Chase Center, the same floor Steph Curry plays on with 95.7 The Game. The number once again, 415-523-4652. Caller number one, you're playing knockout. Let's welcome in Zaza Pachulia, former Golden State Warrior and now basketball and business liaison for the Golden State Warriors. And Zaza, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Hands like a boxer. Zaza, like, give me my hand back.
You guys are
up,
so
baby?
Loud. So loud.
That's him.
No, that's energy. It's energy.
I love it, but you know, you got neighbors out here.
Yeah, they're fine.
Good to see you, baby.
Speaking of
can
energy.
Can I say something real quick before you guys?
Yeah, sure.
My favorite station. Right here.
Nice.
Oh, sorry to others, but I love you guys. Oh,
sweet, man. Thank you very much. Speaking of energy, I mean, it just feels like the Jimmy Butler trade has provided a spark for the Warriors. You see it the same way?
I do. And if somebody sees it, it's me probably, because understanding, appreciating that old school mentality.
Yeah.
The old school mentality. I love it. It's what Jimmy brings, and toughness, right? Something we need it.
Yeah.
And I think every team needs it. You know, even looking at the centers is today's game, right? So what it was when I was start playing, right? You know, Shaq was dominating, and you had to beat in weight room. And not that they don't spend time in the weight room, but they do. They were just built differently, right? And you know, hard fouls. And look at today's centers, you know, more skinnier, more athletic.
It's amazing.
It's definitely change happened, but I think Jimmy brings toughness and, you know, the mentality. Obviously, he's a great player, but the presence is felt already. And you know, again, we can talk about it's only two games.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you've been around this game so long, you see those details.
I love it.
And, yeah, I love it, too. I love it. I'm very excited.
Now, and we everybody's talking about the trade, rightfully so, but I just want to get your thoughts on Quentin Post, the big, stretch five. Now, I love everything he's doing on the offensive end, on the defensive end, and I get it. You know, he's a rookie. They're trying to come at him. What advice would you give him, you know, on that side, knowing that, you know what, you're young. They're trying to come at you. How do you combat that if you're him? How do you speak to the young fella?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty complex question. And to be honest, man, like, first thing I told him is look at it long term, right? You know, you're not trying to fix all the problems and challenges or, you know, the weaknesses, because we all have weaknesses, right? So especially when we're talking about the rookie, right, there's some things that he can improve and he will improve, right? Mm-hmm. But don't try to fix everything in year one, right?
Damn.
Obviously, this is a long term. It's like you got to look at it like 10 plus, 15 plus year career as far as he stays healthy, right? But he has the opportunity because he can shoot the ball.
Wow.
But, you know, I think he's done a great job. And you guys probably heard from Steve saying some mentioning so many times, unlocking different lineups. I think that's what Jimmy does. I think that's what QP does, in my opinion. Having the stretch big, I mean, this team always benefited so much having the stretch big. And European big.
Yeah, look at him.
Don't forget.
Zaza Pachulia joining us on 95.7 The Game. All right, when the Warriors made the trade, I'll be honest, I was like, oh, no. I'm worried about the age. I'm worried about your core players all being 35 and over. And, you know, this team may be together for 2.5 more years. What's your take? You know, and it's a league where we're load managing. It seems to be a young man's league. Is there any fear that the organization has going forward with, you know, three serious veteran players?
That's a good question and good topic to talk about, Stein. First of all, Jimmy's rested. Right?
That's
he should
true.
Be rested. And also break is coming as well. I mean, that's joke on the side, but listen, every decision has its own risk, right? It doesn't matter what this every decision has its own risk, right? So there's no difference, this one, first of all. Second of all, I think our performance team, we have the best performance team in any sports in the world. With Rick Scalabrine and his team, they've done such a phenomenal job. And nobody's perfect. Listen, the injuries have absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can't help it, but you can help. Like you can't help not to have any injuries, but you can help to do your best, basically,
right.
And get the most out of it. You know,
right.
So we love our performance team. They is the hardest working guy. I mean, I was just talking with one of them, David Taylor. How much time they spent in offices, again, always looking at different ways to help the teams and having the players, and bottom line, the team going to benefit from you. So, listen, after All-Star break, you know, the season goes so fast,
yeah.
Right? There's only a couple dozen games left, and the playoff starts, right? So, probably this question would be, I would be worried more if it was beginning of the season, but, like, right now, I think this trade, this change brought so much energy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, it's a kind of refill the cup kind of thing.
Yeah.
Staff, you know, looking at the staff, he's so motivated, right? Draymond is motivated because, you know, we know Draymond's game, you know, brings a toughness, but he's not by himself now. Like, you know, I mean, of course, they were like GP2, like, you know, plays, you know, so tough and plays great defense, but it's never enough. Like, you know how it's never enough to a lot of shooters? It's never enough the toughness as well, in my opinion. So, like I say, it's really well-balanced team right now, if you look at the roster, but you know, Stein, you have a good point. Like, you know, the goal should gonna be like to stay healthy.
Yeah, man, you just touched on the question I was gonna ask you about.
Sorry about that.
Jimmy Butler. No, it's great. In regard to Draymond's been the what word am I looking for? The heart and soul of the junkyard dog by himself for so long, but he's had you and David West.
Yeah.
But now that Butler's here with that same kind of energy, I feel like just if I were opposing player going up against him, they got more nasty. And now just hearing you double down on you ain't never got enough of one good thing, I think that helps them.
Absolutely. And you know what? I really would love to see next generation of basketball players to really pay attention and, you know, learn from that nastiness, from the old school. I miss that old school mentality, man. Like, the toughness is so important. Like, you cannot be just pretty shooter right now or, like, have just pretty moves. You gotta have the dog in you. Yeah. You gotta have the nastiness in you, man. I miss that.
Yeah. Zaza Pachulia joining us on 95.7 The Game. Yeah, there's 29 games left. What, you know, you're in 10th or something like that. What's the biggest challenge that this team's going to have to overcome to start to, you know, Steve said he'd love to get to 6. What's going to be the biggest challenge getting there?
I think that the health, I mean, stay consistent, you know, stay healthy. That's the only thing I'm kind of thinking about. But other than that, listen, I'm a huge believer of not to fly too high or too low right now. Yeah, we understand we're not in top 8 right now, but listen, tonight's win. I mean, so many things can change.
Yeah.
And if we win tomorrow as well, like, you know, going to the All-Star break with momentum and, you know, so, and then first game after the All-Star break, we're playing against the Kings. So I think we're in a great place. Of course, you always want to be in top, right?
Okay.
With the home court advantage, etc. But we have experience of winning the championship, even not being in, you know, number 1 seed or number 2 seed. So I like where we are right now. I like the momentum, and we feel the energy, and we gotta take game by game.
Okay,
like, you know, tonight's game is the most important game in my opinion. In Dallas, obviously, it's the statement game as well, and we want to, you know, last two since the trade. So let's just keep building on it, because, like, are we perfect right now? Absolutely not, because it's still new. Because Jimmy needs some time also to really, really get into the details.
I love it. Yeah.
So, but you know what? Let's worry about tonight's game, you know, before we fly too high.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate you coming out, Zaza. Thanks for spending time.
You're the man.
It sounds like the rest of the season, nothing easy. Yeah.
Nothing easy.
I remember all our interviews, just real quick here. How about your boys? They were getting ready to start their career. How are they doing? How did the season go for them?
They doing great, and, you know, we're definitely talking about having the nastiness.
Okay. There we go. Good luck, man.
Well, you certainly had that, Zaza, during your career. And thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate it. Second part of the season should be a lot of fun. So that's Zaza Pachulia coming courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Golden State Warriors business and basketball liaison, and, of course, an NBA champion himself.
Yes, sir.
Zaza Pachulia, we thank him for his time. Let's see.
I hope coming he's not up, in the Warriors World Tournament this year, Stoney.
Well,
yeah. We'll let that go. I hope not to see you, Zaza.
Hey, you know what? See, you were wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong, because the Warriors World Tournament, nothing easy. That was pretty easy. Come on. The Warriors World Tournament
you,
was pretty
happy,
easy.
Big fella. Yeah. Take it easy.
All right. That's Zaza Pachulia talking about this
good
Warrior
dude,
team.
Yeah.
And the Jimmy Butler acquisition. Incredible. This team's got some new life, and let's see if it can continue.
Yeah, and again, Stoney, nobody's apologizing, especially when you're outside looking in like the Warriors into the actual playoffs. But the fact that Dallas is kind of missing a bunch of dudes, you would expect, Stoney, or you would think they could go in here and win 3 in a row. It would be the first time since November.
Yeah. All right, so you know me.
I'm
pretty cool. I'm cool. I don't get uptight. I'm cool as a cucumber, as they used to say. I'm a little nervous right now.
Oh, wow. I've never heard you say that.
I can do Zaza. I can do Kelly Flato, a big wig executive.
Kirk
Lacob's coming in.
He's
easy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.